excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at YieldLeader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Time now for boys' consolation basketball. Amherst again in this contest. They'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth for the boys' third-place game. This will be the first matchup between these two teams. They're scheduled to play a regular season game coming up here in about 10 days or so. So this will be the first time that they've gotten together. And both teams have pretty good records. Amherst at 13-5. Wilcox Hildreth comes in at 14-3 on the season. So we anticipate a pretty good matchup here. This is the NewTek Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and NewTek Seed. NewTek, your yield leader. Contact a NewTek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin first of all for Wilcox Hildreth. They will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Ivan Timonog is a 5'8 junior that is averaging about 8.8 points per ball game. Matt Heinrichs, a 6'1 sophomore, averages 5.1 points per ball game. Ty Bennett, a 5'9 senior, averages 8.7 points a contest. Tristan Farley, 6'3 and a sophomore, is averaging 9.2 points per ball game. His older brother, Shane Farley, a 6'2 senior, is averaging 9.9 points a contest. Next up for the Amherst Broncos, the home team on the scoreboard, Dominic Abbott, a 6'1 senior, averaging 21.1 points a game. Trey Taubenheim, 5'11 and a sophomore, 8.8 points a contest. Braden Eckhout, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 13.4 points a game. Cale Preble is a junior at 6 foot. He's averaging 1.5 points a game. And Ty Hadwiger, a 6'2 sophomore, is averaging 8.5 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And we are underway as the opening tip is going to be controlled here by the Falcons. They bring in the offensive zone as Dimadog will help work it around the perimeter. Heinrichs has it. Will enter it inside for Farley. Back out to Heinrichs. He's going to fire a three, and he hits it. So a nice start to the game here for Matt Heinrichs as he strokes in the three-pointer. And just like that, a 3-0 lead here for the Falcons. So the Broncos, who came within an eyelash of making it to the championship game, works it around the perimeter. With it is Eckhout. Eckhout gives it off. Baseline jumper now for Dominic Abbott. And Dominic Abbott's going to answer right back here. He's got two in the game. So 3-2 in the early stages as both teams have scored on their opening possession. Ivan Dimonog, quick, dribbling around. Kicks on that left side. Give it to Bennett. Bennett will give it off for Heinrichs. Heinrichs looks inside for Farley. Heinrichs has it in a little bit of trouble. He'll kick it out for Shane Farley. And Shane Farley working against a little body pressure there by Hadwiger. Gives it to Ivan Dimadog. Back inside for Farley. Farley now being double-teamed. Ball fake. Takes it high off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. And he's going to kick the ball back out. And a three-pointer. No good here for Wilcox Hildreth. And another rebound by Farley. And we've got a foul that's going to be whistled as a couple of offensive rebounds here for Farley. And Hadwiger is going to be called for the foul on the body. And that was before he was trying to put up a shot here. He was going to put it up. Inbounded for Bennett. Bennett will fire a three. No good. And ripping out the rebound is going to be Braden Eckhout. So Eckhout pulls down the rebound here. And in the lane, a little floater for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's shot won't fall. An offensive rebound is going to be blocked out of bounds. Preble had it blocked out of bounds by Hadwiger. And inbounded near midcourt to Dominic Abbott. Abbott gives it off to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout's going to kick it out. Three-pointer here for Preble. No good. Offensive rebound won't fall on the inside for Dominic Abbott. And we've got a foul whistled against the Broncos on the rebound. So Farley pulled down the rebound. And then we've got the reaching foul that's going to be called here on Trey Taubenheim. That'll be his first. Long pass up ahead. Ball is knocked loose. It's going to go out of bounds. They got it to Tristan Farley, and Farley had it poked away from him by Eckhout. It rolls out of bounds, so Wilcox-Hildreth will maintain the possession as Heinrichs is going to inbound on the sideline. He'll give it for Ivan Dimadog, and Dimadog is picked up defensively by Eckhout. They get it for Farley. Farley in the lane, has the shot blocked. Eckhout gets the loose ball. He's going to lay it off glass. No good. Offensive rebound tipped up and in for Dominic Abbott. So Dominic Abbott is able to make the putback after the miss on the other end. But Wilcox-Hildreth with the turnover, and the Broncos made him pay. Bennett will step into a long jumper on that left side. No good. Rebound by Matt Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is going to be fouled. So Heinrichs pulls down that offensive rebound, but hit it on the arm. And the foul will be on Cale Preble. And that'll be his first. The free throw for Heinrichs is off the mark. And so his first of two is no good. Heinrichs' second free throw is good, though. So he does make the second. Eckhout going to kick. Left wing. Give it for Hadwiger. Hadwiger jumper no good. And rebound is tipped in the hands of Matt Heinrichs. So Heinrichs is able to pull down that bound. And he'll give it to Ivan Dimadog. Dimadog in the offensive zone, picked up defensively by Eckhout off of a screen. Dimadog has it. Nice little crossover. Steps up 15 feet away, has his shot blocked by Dominic Abbott. Abbott is able to get the block and the rebound. Still has the dribble, takes it high off glass and too strong. Rebound tipped around, and coming up with it is going to be Tristan Farley. Farley came down with the rebound, and we now have a whistle on that far side as a reach is going to be called on Amherst Braden Eckhout. And that'll be his first. Well, only four fouls have been called so far here in the ballgame. All of them have gone against Amherst. Ivan Dibadog across the timeline gets a screen. It's picked up defensively by Trevor Adelung, who came in just a moment ago. Nice bounce pass inside for Farley. Farley, being triple-teamed, loses the ball, has to kick it out. Here's Heinrichs for three. His shot no good. Offensive rebound by Farley, and now we got a foul on the rebound. As Farley pulled down that rebound, put up another shot. But we finally have a foul that's whistled on the Falcons, and that will be on Farley, who, after missing his own putback, was fighting a little bit too hard to get the next tip. We're tied at four with 4:25 to go. Adelung's going to drive, float in the lane. That's a nice soft touch there for Trevor Adelung. So the freshman, and now Dimadog outruns everybody. He's going to lay it up with that left hand up and in. Boy, he's quick. Just kind of lost sight of him a little bit, was able to kind of outrun that defense, and we are tied at six. Entry pass is going to be stolen away here by Wilcox-Hildreth. And then they turn it over on the other end, losing the ball after making the steal was Bennett's. And then Bennett's, as he was driving in, he turned the ball over as well. So we just swap turnovers here. And now we're going to have another foul that's going to be called on Wilcox Hildreth. Bennett's trying to get the ball back after he lost it. Committed the reach in. Adams Central right now leading Ravenna 15-11 at the end of one quarter in the boys' consolation game in Ord of the Luplac Conference Tournament. Here in the FKC, we're tied at six with the ball on the left side. Dominic Abbott. Abbott will give it off left wing here for Hadwiger for Amherst. And they'll get it top of the circle to Toppenheim. He gets it left side for Adelong. Adelong tries to enter it inside for Brian Bramer. And it goes off of Bramer's. Well, he wasn't the last to touch it. It was deflected from him. It's going to be Amherst basketball. Toss it in is going to be Toppenheim. And Toppenheim will get it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott left wing for Hadwiger. Hadwiger, little ball fake, kicks in the corner. Here's Dominic Abbott for three. It's no good. And a rebound in underneath, ripped out of there by Shane Farley. So Farley is able to pull down that rebound. And Bennett's slowly in the offensive zone. He'll give left wing here for Marshall Jeldon, who checked in a moment ago. Little ball fake inside here for Dalton Penny. Penny's pass is going to be tipped out and into the hands of Bennett's. Bennett's works it around for Heinrichs. He'll set a screen for Heinrichs. Heinrichs has used up his dribble now, and he'll give it off on the right wing for Dalton Penny. Amherst going man-to-man. They have a little bit of a size advantage. Nice little ball fake here for Bennett's as he'll put up an awkward-looking three. It's no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. Ray Eckhout checking back in here for the Broncos. So the Eckhout, Adelung, Toppenheim, Dominic Abbott, and Ty Hadwiger. That's the five out there right now for the Broncos. Toppenheim is across the timeline. They had Dominic Abbott on maybe a backdoor cut, but been close, so they slow it down. And Eckhout will reset the offense. Gives it for Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to hand off here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott with 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Gets a screen and a little pick and roll to get it to Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to drive, but he runs into the defense. Collecting the charge there is Dalton Penny. Nice job there by Penny to collect the charge. So that'll be an Amherst turnover. So the foul whistled on Ty Hadwiger. So Hadwiger commits the offensive foul as he has the charge. And Penny, that's a nice defensive play. Right wing, Dax Fouts came in. His entry pass going to be stolen away. Amherst is able to make the steal. They're on the run a little bit. Reverse the crossover dribble by Brayden Eckhout. Eckhout drives in, and he'll be fouled. Nice little crossover, top of the key. Went in with that left hand and hit on the arm as he put up the shot. And that will be a foul on Matt Heinrichs, and that will be Heinrichs' first. And the free throw is up and good here for the sophomore, Brayden Eckhout. So he makes the first two and makes the second one as well. So those are the first 2 points of the ball game here for Brayden Eckhout. And Ivan Dibidog will bring across the timeline. We'll get a little screen, drive through the lane, flip, a little bit too strong. Rebound taken out of there by Dominic Abbott. And Abbott kicks it up ahead, and that'll be a turnover. Wilcox Hildreth is able to make the steal. And Dimadog in the offensive zone. They give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, top of the circle, working against a shorter Trevor Adelung here. And now Dimadog has it. He'll use up the dribble, give it left side. Toeing the line for the three is Dax Fouts, but Fouts won't shoot the three. Gets it back, and his pass on the inside is going to be knocked away and stolen away by Dominic Abbott. Abbott with the steal, Abbott with the drive. Missed the shot, though, on the other end. And then the rebound is taken out of there by Wilcox Hildreth, and Coach Heinrichs will call the timeout. Matt Heinrichs rebounded the basketball and was in a little bit of trouble there, so they'll call the timeout. With 1:11 to go here in quarter number one, it is 8-6. Amherst with the lead. We'll be back right after this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here as Wilcox Hildreth facing some pressure, but they are able to get it in here for Heinrichs. They trail it 8-6, and the pass stolen away by Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim quickly up ahead, gives it for Dominic Abbott. He has to track it down in the corner, and now the drive, the flip, the bucket. Wow, what a roll by Trey Taubenheim, and Taubenheim will score. Great spin on the ball. I didn't think that had a chance, but it spun in. After some pressure, Matt Heinrichs has it in the offensive zone. They'll kick it right back out. They give it for Ivan Dimitog. 36 seconds to go as Dimitog has the ball knocked away from him. It's 10-6, entry pass, and Bramer will pressure Farley, but Farley, nice ball fake, will drive, take it off glass and score. Shane Farley hits the bucket, and we've got 20 seconds to go here. 10-8, up by two are the Broncos, and on the dribble here is Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim will kick it between the circles here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout coming through is Dominic Abbott. Abbott drives, gets the bucket and foul. Dominic Abbott with the strong drive through the lane. He got the hoop and the harm. And the foul is going to be whistled on, they say number three, but Wilcox Hildreth does not have a number three, neither on the court or in the program. And the free throw by Dominic Abbott is up and good. So we'll have to figure out who had that foul, as that'll be a made free throw. Ty Bennett has it, top of the key, at the buzzer, and it is no good. So Wilcox Hildreth gets an okay look at the end of the quarter, but they will head to the locker room, they'll head to the second quarter, trailing by five. It is 13-8. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Amherst with the basketball as we start the quarter, and Trey Taubenheim missed a contested shot on the inside, rebounded by Farley, and Wilcox Hildreth has it now in the offensive zone. They drive, and we've got a foul that's whistled on Wilcox Hildreth, a player control foul. Driving in, committing the foul is going to be Ty Bennett's, and for Bennett's, that will be his second foul of the game. So Amherst in the offensive zone. Brayden Eckhout has it. It's 13-8. Eckhout will fire a three. It's no good. And the ball out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by the Falcons. So they'll get an offensive rebound as a team here. And they'll inbound it. Dominic Abbott will take it off glass. Got a good look. It's no good.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Well, apologize. Had some technical difficulties. We got unplugged. But now we're back. Ivan Dimonog at the free throw line right now. We missed a bucket. We're not sure who to give it to. But Wilcox Hildreth did score. And Ivan Dimonog hits a free throw, 1-2. And so we're all caught up here. It's 13-11. Amherst with the basketball, working around the perimeter. They get it to Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim right back out here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout gave it away, got it back, fires a three. A little bit too strong. And we got a foul on the rebound. Malby over the back, whistled against the Broncos. Malby on Tobenheim. For Trey Tobenheim, that'll be his second foul. Al Lung checking back in here for the Broncos. 13-11. Amherst has had the lead. With that foul, though, Ivan Dimonog will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And his free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound tip into the hands of Dimonog. Dimonog's going to drive, flip, no good. Offensive rebound, shot off glass, good. Snag of the rebound is going to be Shane Farley, as Farley was able to make the putback after they missed the shot there. And now Adelung's going to drive, has it blocked out of bounds. Well, both Tristan and Shane Farley were both there. And they end up blocking the ball out of bounds. Cale Preble to toss it in. They get it off for Dominic Abbott. Abbott just looking around. And they'll get it off here for Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to fire the three. No good. Heinrich snags the bound for Wilcox Hildreth. He'll face a little bit of pressure. Now gives it to Ivan Dimonog. Og working against some pressure by Abbott. We'll kick it off here left side. Bennett's drives, elevates just inside the three-point arc. No good. Offensive rebound, Farley, and Farley had it knocked out of his hands, but he was the last to touch it. And we got a timeout here for the Broncos. We are tied at 13 with 5:29 to go here in the second quarter. We're back right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 13-13 as we're in the second quarter here. And it's been a well-played ball game. Amherst will inbound the basketball, see if they can break the tie. Adam Central right now, 30-26. They've got the lead at halftime over Ravenna in the boys' consolation game of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Adelung will drive. Nice little V-cut with the basketball, and he'll float and score. Shot that one over Ivan Dimonog, and Amherst takes that lead right back to 15-13. Ty Bennett's left side, kicks it. Three-pointer here for Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs can't come up with it, but Farley will keep the possession over. And the entry pass by Wilcox Hildreth, yeah, they're going to turn the ball over. And on the drive left side, wow, Dominic Abbott with the elevation. Can't get the shot to fall, but he was hit on the body. And so he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. They got up to Abbott, and I'm telling you what, Abbott, that first step was just lightning quick. And the foul on Dimonog is his first. And Abbott, first to two free throws, is up and good. Dalton Penny checking back in here for Wilcox Hildreth. And coming out and getting a little breather is going to be Shane Farley. Second free throw on the way here for Dominic Abbott. And the free throw is up and good. 17-13. Four straight points here for Amherst after Wilcox Hildreth was able to tie it. Pass up ahead on the run. We're going to have a block as Tristan Farley laid it in with that left hand. It hung on the rim, and it would not fall. So two free throws coming up here for Tristan Farley. So Farley to shoot two. And the first one back the iron, no good, with 4:45 to go here before halftime. 17-13. The foul was whistled on Adelung. And the free throw here is no good. Dominic Abbott is able to pull down the free throw. And so Abbott with the rebound. Entry pass inside. They kick it back out. Three-pointer is up and good. Adelung will stroke in the three-pointer. Nice little in-out game there as they kicked it back out for Trevor, and he is able to stroke it in. So in transition, here's Bennett. He'll rattle in a three. Ty Bennett answers right back here for the Falcons. And now on the dribble is going to be Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives off here left side for Dominic Abbott. He'll get a screen, takes the top of the key, now looks left side. Eckhout's going to fire the three, and he hits the three. Braden Eckhout with his first three-pointer of the game. He now has five in the contest, and the inbounds is knocked away off the hands of the Falcons, and that'll be a Wilcox-Hildreth turnover, and the Broncos will inbound it with 4 minutes to go in the first half, but not until we got a timeout. Timeout, Wilcox-Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. A 7-point lead now for Amherst. We were tied at 1 point, 13-13. But since then, Amherst has been able to open up that lead as they now lead it by seven. This equals their largest lead of the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. So Wilcox-Hildreth needing to kind of right the ship a little bit. They used up their second timeout of the ball game, and the ball is going to be inbounded here for the Broncos. A nice entry pass inside, shot by Trey Tobenheim, will not fall, and rebounded by Farley. So Amherst got a pretty good look there as they worked it outside and then kicked it in, and weren't able to get the shot, and another nice rebound by Farley. Bennett has his shot blocked by Tobenheim. Tobenheim comes up with the block, and Wilcox-Hildreth misses the shot, obviously, and now driving is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger's shot won't fall, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Dalton Penny. So Penny is able to pull down the bound, and they'll kick it off right side for Penny here on the offensive end. Enters it inside for Tristan Farley, and Farley has it knocked out of his hands, off of his foot, and out of bounds. That was good defense there by Trey Tobenheim to force the Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. 3:20 to go before halftime. It's still 23-16. As Wilcox-Hildreth worked hard to get tied here in the early stages of the second quarter, but since then, it's been pretty much all Amherst. On the dribble is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout will elevate in the lane. Shot is up and good. Quick little step. He had it top of the circle, then took it off on the right wing and ends up scoring from about 6 feet away. He just out-quicked everybody. Ivan Dimadog will kick right side here for Matt Heinrichs. Heinrichs back around for Ivan Dimadog. We'll give it left side for Marshall Jeldon, and they're just working around the perimeter. Heinrichs has it. He'll kick it back out for Ivan Dimadog. Dimadog gives right side for Heinrichs. He'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Well, he just kind of kept working himself in a position where he wanted to get the ball and shoot it as soon as he caught it. And that's exactly what Matt Heinrichs did, and he stroked in the three-pointer. He's got seven in the game. Adelung creates a little bit of space, but he'll kick left side here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will give it right back out here for Braden Eckhout. He'll fire a three. It's off the mark, And the rebound taken out by Farley gives it to Dimadog. Dimadog lost the basketball, but he'll give it up for Heinrichs, who's going to fire a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, shot off glass, won't fall for Farley by Penny, and then it's going to be a hell ball. Wilcox Hildreth had a couple of looks at it there, and Farley was able to pull down the rebound. In fact, he'll get credit for a second one because the possession arrow is pointing his direction. Tying up the ball with him was Braden Eckout. And so inbounding here is going to be Dalton Penny for Wilcox Hildreth. And he'll just toss it in the corner for Farley, who will give it off here for Dimadog. He'll reset the offense. He has it on that left wing, and he'll slip through a defense and lays it up and in. There was a screen up high, and he was able to just kind of split the Red Sea there, lays it up with that left hand, and we've got a four-point ball game. Tobenheim gives it top of the circle here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott kicks left wing for Hadwiger. Hadwiger will hand it off here for Tobenheim and set the screen for the three. It's off the mark and no good, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Marshall Jeldon. Jeldon gives it to Bennett's. Bennett's is working against Adelong in the offensive zone. Gives it to Dimadog, and Dimadog maybe a little bit too quick with those feet because he took an extra step and turned the ball over. 30-26 Adams Central at halftime, as we mentioned, against Ravenna in the boys' consolation game of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Inbounded here for Trey Tobenheim. And Tobenheim gives it right side for Braden Eckout, who's going to fire the three. It's a little bit strong. And the rebound to Jeldon. Jeldon with a couple of rebounds here in the quarter. We got a minute four to go. 25-21. Entry pass for Farley. Farley's going to kick it out for Dimadog, who gives left side for Jeldon. Jeldon doesn't want to try an NBA three, so he'll give it top of the circle for Dimadog. Dimadog still looking to the inside. Now Jeldon will do a little look in there. And they'll no-look pass on the low post here for Farley. Farley, being double-teamed, is able to take it, hit the front of the rim. Shot's no good. Abbott pulls down the rebound. And Abbott will bring it across the timeline. 30 seconds to go. They get it for Trevor Adelung. They'll give it for Dominic Abbott. And Abbott's going to stroke in the three. He gave it away, got the ball right back, caught it in rhythm. He wasn't overly open, but just felt that shot and absolutely drains the three-pointer. 10 seconds to go here. Down by seven is Wilcox Hildreth. They give it right side for Jeldon. 4 seconds left. Give it to Bennett. Bennett shoots top of the key. No good, and that will do it for the first half. And don't even get credit for a rebound at the buzzer. It goes off the rim at the buzzer, and so one half is in the books, where Amherst right now is leading Wilcox Hildreth at intermission. Our score, 28-21. The Broncos by seven. We're back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. We're at halftime of the boys' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously.
Hertz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Coming up here in just a little bit. Amherst doing a great job at the free throw line where they're perfect 5 for 5. Both teams are 3 of 11 from behind the three-point arc, but overall field goal shooting advantage Amherst. They are 10 of 27, while Wilcox Hildreth is 8 of 25. And again, Amherst a little bit more success from the free throw line, going 5 for 5 versus 2 of 6 for Wilcox Hildreth. And so here at the break, it is 28 to 21. Amherst with a 7-point lead at intermission. Rebounding, Wilcox Hildreth actually winning that battle 20-8 over Amherst here in the first half unofficially. Turnovers, there's been 10 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth. Make that 11 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth compared to 5 for Amherst. So Amherst riding the ship a little bit there. And here at halftime, it is the Broncos with a 28-21 lead over Wilcox Hildreth. And we'll total up the individual numbers. We'll take a look at those when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. We are at halftime of the boys' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where Amherst has a 28-21 lead over Wilcox Hildreth. And let's check those numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Falcons. Leading the way for Wilcox Hildreth is going to be Ivan Dimadog. He's got 7 points unofficially here in the first half. Matthew Heinrichs also with 7. Shane Farley with 4. Ty Bennett's with 3, and there's your 21 points right there as they trail at 28-21. Unofficially, 8 of 25 from the field for 32% shooting here in the first half, and they are 3 of 11 from behind the three-point arc, so that's about 27.3% here in the first half. For Amherst, again, they lead at 28-21, and they're being led so far by Dominic Abbott, who's got a solid first half. He's got 12 points here at intermission to go with 5 rebounds. Trevor Adelung has 7 coming off the bench. Braden Eckhout also with 7. Trey Tobenheim with 2 points, and they lead it here 28-21 at intermission. And don't forget, coming up, we'll have a boy-girl doubleheader, a championship doubleheader between the same two high schools. It'll be Elm Creek and Overton for both the girls and boys championship games here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The girls game is scheduled for 6. The boys championship game is scheduled for 8 o'clock right here on ESPN. And on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Luplat Conference Tournament, they've got the exact same schedule. So right now they're at halftime of the boys' consolation game, where it is Adams Central right now leading Ravenna 30-26 at the break. Earlier, the girls' consolation went to Centura 53-44 out in Ord. The girls' championship game at 6 o'clock will have Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna, and then the boys' championship game will have Gibbon taking on Donovan Trumbull at 8 o'clock, again, on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Earlier today, it was Amherst getting a 46-40 win over Pleasanton. Nikki Eckhout collected her 200th career victory for Amherst as the Lady Broncos also picked up third place here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Once again, at halftime, it is 28-21. Wilcox Hildreth down by 7 to Amherst, and Amherst will have the basketball plus that 7-point lead to start the third quarter when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street.
We're back here at the VO Event Center, a 28-21 lead here at halftime for the Amherst Broncos. They'll also have the basketball as we start the third quarter here in just a moment. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Both teams just kind of wrapping up their warm-up session. In fact, Wilcox Hildreth still shooting the basketball a little bit, trying to get in a few more looks as Amherst was out of the locker room a little bit earlier. Also, finished warming up a little bit earlier. You know, you do those sorts of things when you have a 7-point lead here at intermission, and that's exactly what they have. They lead it by a touchdown, 28-21. And to inbound here is going to be Brayden Eckhout right in front of us. And they will go with their five starters, Abbott, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger here for Amherst. And for the Falcons, they go with their starters as well. Ivan Dimadog, Matt Heinrichs, Ty Bennett, Tristan, and Shane Farley. And with that whistle, it's time to inbound the basketball. And to do so was Eckhout. He'll give the ball to Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it top of the circle here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger gets it in the lane. Post chin in the ball is Dominic Abbott. And Amherst turns the basketball over. They lost the ball. Coming up with it was Tristan Farley. And he'll give it to Ivan Dimadog. They're already in the third quarter, 44-40, as Adams Central right now has the lead over Ravenna in the Luplac Conference boys consolation game. Matt Heinrichs will dribble, kicks it out for Bennett, and Bennett hits the three. Ty Bennett will stroke in the three-pointer, and he now has 6 points in the ballgame. Eckhout penetrates, kicks left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets it in, a little leaner by Hadwiger, no good, and snagging the rebound is going to be Farley. So Farley's able to pull down the bound, and we'll give it out here to Ivan Dimadog. He brings it across the timeline as we played now 1 minute of the third quarter. Heinrichs will enter it in for Tristan Farley, and Farley trying to pass it out, lost the basketball, and Wilcox Hildreth will drop back on the defensive end after the turnover. So Farley, nice job on the other end, cleaning the glass, but here he couldn't make that pass, and so that'll be a turnover. It's 28-24. thanks to a three-pointer here by Ty Bennett. It's a four-point ball game once again. Braden Eckhout has it top of the circle, gives it for Dominic Abbott, and he'll bounce it to the right side here. Preble, he's going to fire the three. No good. And a rebound into the hands of Bennett. Bennett kicks it out here for Dimitog. He'll bring in the offensive zone, and they'll kick it right side. And a three-pointer, good for Matt Heinrichs. Essentially in transition, and it's a one-point ball game after a couple of threes here for the Falcons. On the right side, Dominic Abbott. Abbott, work it back around. Now left side with it is Preble. Preble, off of a screen, Trey Taubenheim is going to step back, and he's going to hit a three. Trey Taubenheim strokes in that three-pointer, and that lead back out to four now, 31-27. Dimitog gives it to Bennett. Bennett's great ball fake, going to penetrate. Nice pass inside, but an extra step. Yep. Shane Farley had it and maybe just wasn't able to toe the ball just enough, and he'll end up turning over the basketball. So with the Wilcox-Hildreth turnover, they take away a great scoring opportunity. Preble working around the perimeter. Left side jumper from 15. Good for Hadwiger. Ty Hadwiger just catching the ball, squaring up as soon as he got it, and he shot it just past the free throw line. Dimitog in the offensive zone, looking at man-to-man. Will drive through the lane. Extra pass. That's a great pass, and the layup is going to be good for Shane Farley. Great penetration there by Ivan Dimitog. And Dimitog is able to make that extra pass. Now quick jumper here for Amherst. It's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Heinrichs. And so Ivan Dimitog will work it into the offensive zone. Kick left side. Heinrichs going to fire the three, and he hits the three. Matt Heinrichs able to answer right back here. And it is a one-point ball game once again. Timeout Amherst. 4:44 to go here in the quarter. It is 33-32. That seven-point lead's been cut down to one. Timeout Broncos. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back here. This time out brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Dominic Abbott gets the inbounds. And he'll dribble between the circles. And they'll give it off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger, 15-foot jumper up and good. So Ty Hadwiger is able to hit that little jumper, push that lead right back out to three. We got 4:23 to go. Ivan Dimitog will kick it out here for Bennett. He'll fire the three. That is off the mark. It goes out of bounds. And so that'll be an Amherst basketball now. They'll get it off for Trevor Adelung. Adelung in the offensive zone, works against Bennett's, will drive all the way and lost the basketball, and Bennett's is able to pick it up. So Amherst turns it over as Bennett's comes up with it. And he'll be working against a little pressure here by Trey Taubenheim. They enter it inside. It's going to be a held ball. Dominic Abbott held the ball, but apparently got a little bit of the arm of Tristan Farley. And Abbott will flash a smile, because he thought that was clean, but they're going to call him for a hold here. And that will be his second. So Bennett's inbounds for the Falcons on the baseline, and in the corner open is Heinrichs, and he'll hit a three. Matt Heinrichs strokes in the three-pointer, and we are tied at 35. Adlung has it top of the circle, and now they'll kick it left side for Dominic Abbott. He'll fire three, and he hits it. He triggers it and drains it from that left wing. And you just really kind of had the sense that he wanted the basketball. Ivan Dimitog on the bounce, working against some pressure. He'll drive. He'll flip. No good. Rebound inside for Farley. Farley takes it off glass, gets the bucket and the foul. Shane Farley with a great lean in off of that offensive rebound, and he'll have a chance to finish the three-point play. The foul is on Ty Hadwiger, and that is going to be his third. So Shane Farley with a chance to finish off a three-point play here. And Farley is able to do just that. He strokes in the three-pointer, the three-point play, and we're tied at 38 again. Adelung in the offensive zone. We'll give it off here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will stop on that right side. Gets it for Taubenheim. Now penetrating through here is Braden Eckhout, and on the way to the basket was fouled. The ball was still on the ground. He was about one stride away from putting up the shot. And that's going to be on Dalton Penny. So that'll be a foul on him. Just his first. Inbounded for Dominic Abbott. He'll dribble to his left, fire at three. It's rolling around, no good. Offense rebound, bucket is up and good. Well, that hung on the rim for a while and got Wilcox Hildreth out of position a little bit as the offensive rebound and bucket, good for the shortest guy on the floor, Trevor Adelung. He makes the putback, and now he'll try to finish a three-point play. The foul was on Dimadog, and that's going to be his second. And Adelung's free throw was up and good. 41-38. Just a skosh under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As Dimadog brings in the offensive zone, and Adelung trying to harass him a little bit. Dimadog with the dribble, takes it in the lane, and he's closely guarded for 5 seconds. Wilcox Hildreth turns it over. Hey, tip your hat to Trevor Adelung for that defensive play there to force that turnover. He stayed right with a very quick Ivan Dimadog. Trey Taubenheim dribbles down the sideline, has in the offensive zone, working against Penny, takes it all the way in, and he's going to be fouled on the drive, and that will go against the big man. Shane Farley, and that'll be his second. Third as a team, so a couple of free throws coming up for Trey Taubenheim, and the first free throw was no good. Remains 41-38 with 2:37 to go here. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So 42-38, Wilcox Hildreth down by four, will have the basketball. And Heinrichs checks back in for Dalton Penny here. And slowly in the offensive zone, Ty Bennett will get a screen from Heinrichs. He'll take it into that right side behind a three-point arc, get it on the baseline for Shane Farley. He'll kick it out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs' three-pointer is no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Preble. Kicking in the corner, there's Adelung. Adelung gives it right back for Taubenheim. Skips it out for Dominic Abbott. Dominic Abbott will get a little screen, look to the right side. They'll give it top of the circle here for Trey Taubenheim. That was a nice screen set by Bramer. And they'll give it right side here for Adelung. Adelung stops at the free throw line. Now they kick it back out for Taubenheim. Right back out for Preble. He's going to fire a three. It is out of bounds. And it will be last touched by Amherst. Jeldon checking back in here for Wilcox Hildreth. So Jeldon checks in. Dimadog and Bennett's will help bring the ball up court. They're not facing any pressure. So Ivan Dimadog will just give it right side for Jeldon. On the right wing, they'll give it up for Shane Farley. Farley's pass back out is going to be kicked out of bounds by Amherst. In for Amherst is going to be Braden Eckhout and Ty Hadwiger. And for the Falcons, Tristan Farley checks into the ballgame. He inbound the basketball to Jeldon. Jeldon looking for Dimadog, but Dimadog well covered. Now he'll sneak through the back door. Gets it, has it behind the three-point arc on the right side. Gives it right back out here for Jeldon. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. 42-38. Four-point lead right now for Amherst. Jeldon's going to drive. Floater in the lane, no good. And Bramer couldn't come up with a rebound, but it was knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. So Wilcox-Hildreth will have to drop back on the defensive end here. And Dimadog is going to pressure Adelung. Adelung with a little spin move, has to cross the timeline. Still on the dribble, kicks in the corner. There's Hadwiger open for the jumper, too strong. Dominic Abbott, rebound, shot off glass, no good. Another rebound, and we have foul in underneath. So Amherst missed a couple of looks in there, but they also got a couple of rebounds in the process as well. As Bramer got one, Dominic Abbott got one, now a little push foul that's going to be whistled against Tristan Farley, and that's going to be his first. Inbound will go to Dominic Abbott, and Abbott off of a screen will give it to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout's going to drive, float, shot, no good, and rebound taken out by Farley. So Farley pulls down the rebound, and he'll give it for Dimadong. Dimadong on the bounce with 52 seconds to go. Gives it to Jeldon. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And coming down with that long rebound is going to be Dominic Abbott. Abbott still has the dribble with 42 seconds left. He'll give it right side for Eckhout. Eckhout's three off the mark. Long rebound out for Bennett. Bennett is on the run. Bennett will elevate from 15 feet. That shot will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Hadwiger. 28 seconds left. On the run is Eckhout. Eckhout has it partially deflected. Coming up with the rebound is going to be Jeldon. And give credit to Farley for the block. And then we're going to have a kick. No, we're going to call a foul. Hadwiger is going to be called for the foul here. And that is going to be his fourth. So he's in some relatively serious foul trouble here with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. 42-38, down by four, are the Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth as they bring it across the timeline. Bennett's on the dribble, will spin, still has his dribble, lost it momentarily, screen, still dribbles to that right side, 5 seconds left, on the baseline, turnaround jumper here for Tristan Farley. Well, he couldn't quite get the jumper off. On that turn, he lost the basketball, so that'll be a turnover here. 2.4 to go for Amherst, and they got to go the length of the court. Preble to inbound it, and he'll get the basketball to Eckhout. Eckhout at half court. His three-pointer is a little bit strong, and that will do it for three quarters of basketball. 42-38, a four-point lead for Amherst as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center, 42-38, as we enter the fourth quarter here. And it will be Wilcox-Hildreth basketball. So down by four, they'll have possession of the ball. That's always good news. Much more cleanly played basketball game than we saw in our first girls game. And it's been played with a tremendous amount of energy. Amherst has led most of the way. Wilcox-Hildreth has been able to tie it. They trail by seven at halftime, and they've been able to tie it a couple times in the third quarter. We'll see what they can do here in the fourth as they trail by four, and Ivan Dimadog brings in the offensive zone. They give it right side for Bennett's. Man-to-man go the Broncos. They enter it inside. Post up. Shot good for Tristan Farley. Farley caught it. Spin move right away, and he's able to score at point-blank range. Entry pass inside for Bramer. Bramer can't handle it. It's going to be a held ball. It's going to be a held ball, and it belongs to Amherst. So Amherst will inbound with Eckhout on the baseline. They'll hand him the ball. There's the whistle. 5-second count going on as they toss it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott off of the screen will give it back to Eckhout. Eckhout will fire a three. It's no good, and Dimadog is able to track it down in the corner. And he's facing a little double team, but quick enough to dribble through it. He's got across the timeline. A two-on-two pass up ahead. Shot's going to go off glass. No good for Farley. Farley missed the shot, And coming out with the rebound is going to be Dominic Abbott. Abbott still has the dribble. He'll kick on the left side. Open for the jumper is Toppenheim, but he gives it up, and he'll pass it up ahead here for Adelong. And Adelong on the drive is going to be fouled on the way to the basket by Matt Heinrichs. So Heinrichs just a step behind that play maybe. And so it was a little bit of contact, but nobody really got an advantage with any fouls until that foul there by Heinrichs. So the Broncos will inbound on the baseline, and Eckhout will trigger it. And we'll see whether or not they work it for him for a shot. They give it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive, penetrate, has a shot blocked by Farley, gets it back, has it blocked again by Farley. Dominic Abbott, another shot. Bramer can't come up with it. Loose ball picked up. It's banked in here for Trey Toppenheim, as Toppenheim is able to make the putback after Amherst couldn't quite get a couple of shots to fall on the inside, but there was a lot of effort there for Amherst. So three offensive rebounds, and now a deflected pass that's going to result in a Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. With the basketball, Dominic Abbott. Abbott thought about the three in transition. It's a four-point ball game. And a little give and go to Adelung. Adelung gives it inside for Bramer, and Bramer's going to lay it up and in. Good give and go, and then Bramer got the assist from Adelung, and the lead now is six, 46-40. Which was the final of the girls' consolation game, won by Amherst earlier today. With the bounce here, Ivan Dimitog, he'll stop in the lane, extra pass, little ball fake, shot off glass, up and good for Shane Farley, and he's fouled. Great pass by Dimitog. And he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. And they're asking who the foul was on, and that will be on Dominic Abbott. That is going to be his third. It's a final. Ravenna comes from behind, wins 62-53 over Adams Central in the Lupai Conference boys' consolation game. The free throw for Farley is up and good. We've got a three-point ball game here. And Dominic Abbott creates a little space on the baseline. Shots no good. Rebound tipped back out here for Eckhout. Eckhout will give it off right side, and Dominic Abbott. Dominic Abbott will make the shot here. And a nice bit of rebounding that helped out the Broncos, done by Bramer. Now here's Farley working around the perimeter. They get it inside for the little brother, and Tristan Farley's shot's no good. Offensive rebound by Farley, and he'll head to the free throw line. Tristan Farley missed the first one. But then Shane Farley is able to get that rebound. And now he'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. And this one is up and good. The foul, by the way, was on Dominic Abbott. So Abbott now has four fouls. So he's got to come out of the ball game. Abbott with 17 points and now four fouls. Free throw here, rolls around, no good. And snagging the bound for the Broncos is going to be Preble. Driving, Eckhout. Eckhout strong in the lane, up and good. He dribbled from the left all the way to the right, took it high off glass, and it's a six-point lead here for Amherst. They lead it. Here's a three-pointer by Bennett's, top of the key, no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Adelung. Adelung works it off on that left side, trying to get it for Eckhout. It is going to be deflected out of there by Heinrichs, and the basketball is going to remain here with the Broncos after they inbound it. Checking in, Tyler Martinson for Amherst. He'll come into the ball game. The inbounds will go to Trevor Adelung, top of the key. He'll kick right side here for Martinson. Martinson will set a screen after giving the basketball to Eckhout. Eckhout kicks left side for Toppenheim. Top of the circle for Martinson. Martinson for Adelung. Adelung had the ball knocked away, but into the hands of Toppenheim. Toppenheim's going to drive, flip it, up and in. That's a tough drive there for Toppenheim, as there was some contact in underneath, but no foul called either way. And Dimitog in the lane will kick the ball back out here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs spins, floats, contact, and a foul is going to be called on Clay Preble. And so that'll result in a couple of free throws coming up here for Heinrichs. So some foul issues for the Broncos, most notably Dominic Abbott, their leading scorer, who has four fouls. The free throw for Heinrichs is no good. So he misses the first of two free throws. And the second one is good. So he does make the second one down the stretch. And here come the Broncos. Dribbling is Eckhout. Eckhout spins off glass, lost the basketball, offensive rebound, no good. And coming down with it is going to be Farley. It was kept alive inside there by Preble. And now Dimadog will work against Adelong. He'll float, he'll dish, basket up and good for Shane Farley. And Farley will hit the shot. Five-point ball game. Right side Eckhout is going to fire a three in transition. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it out for Adelong. Adelong has it between the circles, picked up by Dimadog. And they'll give it back out here for Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim will get a screen from Eckhout. Eckhout now has it top of the circle. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of the Heinrichs. They'll give it to Adelong. He's going to fire a three, and he hits it. Trevor Adelong, the freshman, strokes in a three-pointer for an eight-point lead. 55-47, 3:22 to go in the ballgame. Ivan Dimadog on the dribble, well behind a three-point arc, uses up that dribble. Now he'll get it back, and now he'll start the dribble, takes it to the elbow, kicks to that right side for Farley. Farley working in, kicks it out for Dimadog. Dimadog now is going to drive, and he'll lay it up and in. Nope, it would not go in, but he's fouled. Rimmed out. Farley had the ball, set a screen as he kicked it out for Dimadog. Dimadog drove in and was hit on his way to the basket, so he's going to shoot a couple. That was a nice two-man game there between the big man and the guard. Dimadog's free throw, no good. The foul was on Kale Preble, and so that's going to be his third. The free throw for Dimadog is no good. And Dimadog, a 49% free throw shooter. And he misses both of them here. Eckhout will get the rebound for the Broncos. And they'll give it to Adelong on that left side. He'll fire a three. No good. Eckhout pulls down the rebound. Eckhout, extra pass, going to be off the mark just a little bit. Amherst has turned the ball over, and we got a timeout. 2:45 to go in the ball game. 55-47, an eight-point lead for the Broncos, and they're going to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And again, it is 55-47. Both teams are in the 1-1 at the moment. With any foul, both teams will be shooting a 1-1. And down by 8, the Wilcox-Hildreth boys probably need a bucket on this possession to make this kind of within striking distance. Dimadog on the dribble on that right side. Will stop on the baseline, bounce it out here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it right side for Ivan Dimadog. Dimadog's going to drive the lane, stop at the elbow, a little ball fake, leans into the defender and make the shot. He was trying to collect the foul against Dominic Abbott, but Abbott did not commit the foul, even though there was a smidgen of body contact there. Braden Eckhout has it across the timeline, gives it for Adelung. Back out for Eckhout to Trey Tobenheim. Tobenheim, left wing. For Eckhout, right side to give it for Dominic Abbott. Abbott, left side, Tobenheim. Tobenheim, top of the circle for Adelung. Adelung on the bounce, picked up by Dimadog, and Adelung will kick it left side. Amherst right now working the clock, and now we've got a foul. It's going to be a push that's whistled on the Falcons. And that will be on Tristan Farley. Farley basically ran through a screen that was set by Trevor Adelung, and Adelung, the freshman, will go to the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1, and he hits it. 56-49. And the second free throw up and good. So he hits both free throws. And we'll see whether or not Falcons can make something happen. They do a nice little reverse play. Shot no good. Heinrichs had it. It goes off the hands of one of the Broncos, though, and out of bounds. They set a nice little screen, kind of a little give and go. Heinrichs had a pretty good look at the shot, and it is off the mark. And Farley was there for the rebound. Couldn't come up with it. It went off one of the Broncos' feet and out of bounds, though. Dimadog gets the inbounds, and he'll shoot a three, and he hits the three. The three-pointer up and good here for Wilcox-Hildreth, and they're going to call a timeout with a minute 35 to go. They trail it 57-52. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney, 57-52, minute 35 to go here in the ball game. And it's been a lot of fun. This has been a well-played basketball game. It was 42-38 at the end of the third quarter. And Wilcox-Hildreth has not been able to tie it, but they also haven't really gone away here either. Trevor Adelung gets the inbounds. Long pass up ahead for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will slow it down, and he'll give it for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout gives it on that left side, and we've got a hard foul, but not a dirty foul. Ty Hadwiger had it and was starting the drive, and he is fouled by Tristan Farley. And for Farley, that is going to be his third. Check that. That is his fourth foul. And Hadwiger will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. 52-57. Free throw is up and good. So that'll be 58-52. Probably the proper way to say the score. With a minute 25 to go. A 6-point advantage for the Broncos. Now make it a 7-point advantage as they make both free throws. Nice job of shooting there by Ty Hadwiger. Ball rolled ahead here for Ty Bennett. Bennett is across the timeline. Off of a screen, he'll take it to the baseline and dump it in underneath for Farley. Farley's going to hit the shot, and we'll stop the clock here. Give an assist to Bennett as Shane Farley hits the shot, makes it a 5-point ball game with a minute 15 to go, 59-54. Timeout for Wilcox-Hildreth. We'll take it with him. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. And again, they are battling, are the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons. But Amherst has been doing a nice job of not making any mistakes and taking care of the basketball and hitting some shots and hitting some free throws whenever the situation calls for that. So you have to tip your hat really to both teams. But right now it's the Broncos of Amherst with a 59-54 lead, and they'll inbound the ball here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout pass up ahead. They give it off for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to take it off glass. He'll get the bucket and foul. Nice little touch pass from Hadwiger, who had the ball in his hands for only a moment and caught it and snapped it over to Dominic Abbott right away, and Abbott was able to hit the shot to make it now 61-54, and he'll have a chance to finish the three-point play here after the foul was whistled on Shane Farley, his third. And the free throw, no good. as he missed the first of two. It's rebounded out there by Bennett, and he'll give it to Dimadog. Dimadog will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound out of there by Braden Eckhout, and Eckhout is fouled almost immediately, and he'll head to the other end of the court and will shoot two free throws because that's now the 10th team foul whistled on Wilcox Hildreth. And that foul will be the third that's whistled on Matt Heinrichs. So Eckhout is a shooting two here, and the first one is no good. 54 seconds to go, 61 to 54. Amherst up by seven. And make it eight as Eckhout hits the second free throw. Ivan Dimadog dribbles, penetrates, flips, and scores. Ivan Dimadog splitting the defense. He drives all the way in, and the inbounds to Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger hands it to Adelong. Adelong triple-teamed over there, and it was a matter of who could get there first. Was it Heinrichs? Was it Farley? Was it Dimadog? I think it was Dimadog that's going to be called for the foul. And for him, that's going to be his third foul. And Adelung, again, will be shooting two. Free throw, no good. 38.7 to go, 62-56. Right now, it's a two-possession game. A free throw here will make it a three-possession game. And it's a three-possession game. 63-56. Inbounded for Bennett's. Bennett's on the dribble. He can hit a three. He'll shoot the three top of the key. It's back of the iron and no good. Rebound out of there by the Broncos, and we've got a foul. Snagging the bound, getting fouled, Trey Taubenheim. So Taubenheim, he'll be the guy that heads to the free throw line. He'll have two more free throws. And we're extending the game here with the free throws, which obviously is what Wilcox Hildreth both needs and wants to do. Taubenheim's free throw is on the way and is good. 64-56. And again, as I said, Amherst doing those things you have to do to hold on to a lead late in the game. Second free throw is also good. Hitting some free throws, getting some rebounds, playing the defense. Ivan Dimadog, he'll dribble up. He'll penetrate against a little pressure. He'll flip and he'll score. Ivan Dimadog, I wish he did more of that because, wow, that kid can really drive. And on the inbounds, we've got a foul. As Eckhout now will step to the stripe with 19.8 to go, 65-58. And that foul is going to be on Heinrichs. That's going to be his fourth. So here comes Eckhout, and his free throw is no good. He'll get one more free throw coming up here. 19.8 to go. Free throw is good to make your score 66-58. Amherst is up by eight, and Ivan Dimadog has it top of the key. He'll penetrate. Is a little bit short. Rebound out of there by Braden Eckhout, and Eckhout lost the basketball, and that'll be a turnover. He had the rebound after Wilcox Hildreth missed a very tough shot. And then we're going to call Amherst for a turnover with 9.7 to go. Ty Bennett's going to toss it in. Farley is right in front of him, and they're going to inbound it to him, give it to Bennett's. Bennett's loses the basketball. Adelung with the steal. Adelung in the offensive zone, 4 seconds left, and they're going to concede the point as Adelung will put the ball on his hip, and that will do it. Your final score, 66-58, and Amherst wins both the boys' and girls' consolation games here at the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. 66-58 is our final. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Boone to Boland and shot for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. A 66-58 win here for the Amherst Broncos. So the Amherst boys win it 66-58 over Wilcox Hildreth. And the Amherst girls won earlier tonight over Pleasanton 46-40 to win third place on the girls' side of the Fort Kearney Conference bracket. Elsewhere earlier today on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Ravenna came from behind for a 62-53 win in the boys' consolation game of the Luplat Conference tournament. And so they come away with the boys' third place trophy, Centura with the girls' third place trophy, 53-44 over Centura. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, our final here, Amherst 66-58. And let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Wilcox Hildreth, who now fall to 14-4 on the season. They'll travel to Overton on Tuesday. So that won't be a very easy task as they lost in the semifinals to Overton last night. And they have to go right back at them again on Tuesday. Leading the way for Wilcox Hildreth is Matt Heinrichs. He finished with 17 points. Shane Farley also with 17 points. Ivan Dimit-Ogg finished with 16 in the game. So there's a big chunk of their points right there. Ty Bennett's finished with 6. Tristan Farley with 2 points here in the ball game. Unofficially, I had them being 22 of 52 from the field for about 42%. That's pretty good effort there. But they were 8 of 22 from three-point range for about 36.5%, and they were 6 of 14 from the free throw line, and they accounted for 31 rebounds here in the ball game. Leading the way was Shane Farley. Farley finished with a dozen rebounds. So we had 17 points and 12 rebounds did Shane Farley. Here for the Amherst Broncos, who pick up the third-place trophy, 66-58 again is the final. They were led by Dominic Abbott. Abbott finished with 19 in the game, 16 for Trevor Adelung off the bench, 13 points for Trey Taubenheim, 10 for Braden Eckout, 6 for Ty Hadwiger. Brian Bramer with 2 points in the ball game as Amherst goes on and wins this one by a final of 66-58. Unofficially shooting the ball, I had them 22 of 56 for 39.3% in the game. From behind the three-point arc, they were 6 of 22 for 37.3%, and they did a nice job at the free throw line. They got there 21 times, and they were 16 of 21 for about 76% shooting in the ball game. So that a big factor in the game as they were able to penetrate, get to the line. And, of course, down the stretch, Wilcox Hildreth was forced to commit some fouls. And when they did that, Amherst was able to hit the majority of their free throws. And they win it 66-58. Rebounding, slight edge for Wilcox Hildreth, 31-30 unofficially here in the ball game. I had 17 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth, only 9 for Amherst, as they did a very good job of protecting the basketball, and they win this one by a score of 66-58. So Amherst wins both the boys and girls consolation games, and we'll find out who can win between Elm Creek and Overton in a girl-boy championship doubleheader as the girls game scheduled for 6 o'clock, Elm Creek and Overton, and then at 8 o'clock, the boys championship game between the same two schools, Overton and Elm Creek at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN. We're going to take one last break. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk with Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach at Amherst. Well, hopefully, we'll be back with the coach as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation, with the MISCO Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
MISCO Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at MISCO's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, MISCO's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, MISCO Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Leather to a Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Amherst with a 66-58 win over Wilcox Hildreth through in the boys' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Bill Giffen, head coach of the Amherst Broncos. And you did a nice job of kind of building a lead a couple of times, but they just wouldn't go away on you. So that kind of forced you to really kind of play down the stretch and make some good plays, which you were able to do.
Yeah, you know, they're a well-coached team. And, you know, Coach Heinrichs is a veteran of coaching and you'll expect that they'll do that. I mean, he's got them playing pretty well, I think. You know, they've been competitive, and their record. I know at the beginning of the season, FKC, they weren't probably pegged to be as where they are, and he's done a great job with them.
And you guys have been a pretty consistent ball club throughout the course of the year as well. And again, much of that is you can get points from a lot of different areas. You know, one thing that kind of leaps to mind is Trevor Adlon comes off the bench, scores 16 points for you. You had four guys in double digits.
Yeah, and like I tell them, we really have six starters, and you know, you kind of choose. And Trevor, you know, for a freshman, he's got a great head on him. I mean, he's just your consummate basketball player, and you know, not a big guy, but you know, he did some great things for us.
Yeah, he thinks a good game, kind of like his dad, so it's good to have him on the coaching staff with you there. Dominic Abbott, very smooth effort there tonight. Got in a little bit of foul trouble, so kind of had to protect him a little bit. But he finished with 19 points, 10 rebounds. It just really kind of seemed that a few times when the game got a little bit tighter and you needed somebody to make a play, he wasn't the only one that did it, but more often than anybody else, he was able to step up for you.
Yeah, you know, he's our offensive leader. He's our leader, and you expect him to step up, and you kind of take that for granted sometimes. But yeah, he hit some big buckets that we needed when they were pulling close, and then we'd get a little bit of a cushion with his baskets.
And your guys' press, I think, caused them a little bit of trouble that kind of, again, allowed you to build the lead at least once or twice out there by forcing the turnovers.
Yeah, we got some turnovers, and just when you think, well, abandon that because they score easily, then you get a turnover, and you never know. That the press sometimes comes in bunches, and so you have to be patient at times.
And overall, 32 minutes of basketball in high school, I had you for only 9 turnovers. You guys turned the ball over only 9 times. I think most coaches would take that.
Well, yeah, I guess I would. The way we play, you know, up tempo, you'd think of 9 turnovers if we're still attacking. That's acceptable.
Yeah, you know, you're kind of in a tough spot here with your with the season. I mean, you had the semifinal game last night, tough game against Wilcox Hildreth tonight, and then you have to turn right around and you'll be at Elm Creek on Friday. So I mean, you're going to get kind of tested here down in the late portion of the season for you.
Yeah, it'll be a challenging end, you know, in the season as we go from a tough, you know, we play Elm Creek, and then we have Alma on Tuesday, and then Elm Creek, and then Will Hill a week after that. So So, and then you go into sub-districts with that tough sub-district. So it'll be a challenge. I mean, it's going to have to take a run to get things going here. That's a tough sub.
But what you see out there is you guys play a pretty headsy. You're a fairly young team, but you guys play pretty headsy down the stretch. This was a great example of that.
Yeah, we are young, but you look at the sophomores that have been, you know, they've been starting since game one as freshmen. So, you know, the playing time that they have is probably equivalent to most seniors that are playing now. And sure, they're still learning, you know, like all the players are, but they're still learning. But, you know, I told them after the game, I said, you know what I love about you guys is that you always compete. And these consolation games can be a setup. You know, it's a disappointment. I mean, you're happy to be playing in this arena. But at the same time, you know, as close as we came last night, you want to be playing in the championship game. So you know, it'd be understandable if there's a letdown. I really didn't see that. You know, I didn't see a letdown. So that's what I told them I loved about them. It's just the way they compete. And I'll be happy with that. You know, as a coach, if you can get your players and they compete for you and they fight for you, that's what you want.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. And they played really well. Congratulations. Yeah. Nice win tonight.
Thanks for covering.
Bill Given, the head boys basketball coach of Amherst. They win it 66-58. Now time to start turning our attention to championship basketball. It'll be Elm Creek and Overton for the girl boy championship doubleheader. And the tip-off is scheduled for around 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final in boys basketball, 66-58, Wilcox-Hildreth falls to Amherst here as Amherst wins both the boys and girls consolation. And we'll see who can claim the championships of the Fort Kearney Conference when we come back in about 15 minutes or so. I'm Randy Bushka for engineer Grant Sparks back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more Fort Kearney Conference basketball in 15 minutes right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.